Are you caring for an aging parent? Are you searching for answers? Welcome to Senior Care Live, a program dedicated to you, providing information, education, and resources, helping you become the best caregiver you can be. I'm your host, Steve Kuecker.
Hello and welcome to Senior Care Live. Thanks for tuning in today. I really appreciate it. This program is all about educating seniors and their caregivers, helping them make informed decisions. And it's a great place to listen and learn. And there's so many people who consider Senior Care Live appointment radio, and I hope you will too. As always, if you have a question, you can visit online at Senior Care Live, that's L-I-V-E, SeniorCareLive.com, or you can go old school and give us a phone call at 1-800-331-6445. All right, we have a really great show. I'm very, very excited about the program today because we're going to introduce a brand new senior-focused health service, and it's called Archwell Health in Kansas City. We'd like to invite and welcome our guest in studio today, Dr. Heather Saavedra, Medical Director of Archwell Health in the Kansas City market, and Lori Doonan, Community Relations for Archwell Health in the Kansas City market. So, Dr. and Lori, welcome to Senior Care Live.
Thank you. We're excited to be here.
Thank you for having us.
All right. So let's jump right in. I think Archwell Health is probably a name that is not known. That won't last very long here, by the way, because we have a ton of people listening to this program. And but even though you're new, you know, we need to get the word out and let people know about this great service. So, Lori, tell us about Archwell Health.
Oh, thank you, Steve. Again, we're so excited to be here because we are excited to be a senior-focused healthcare provider in Kansas City that's brand new. As you mentioned, we are a new name, so we hope people will come out and visit us. We do have three locations within the Kansas City area that just opened this fall. Independence, Missouri, off of 23rd Street, just east of Sterling. It's a former Aldi's building.
Okay.
We also have a location in Kansas City, Missouri, off of Linwood and Prospect.
Okay.
And then also in Overland Park, Kansas, off of 87th and Farley, near the public library and the Catholic Charities.
Okay. Oh, I know right where I think I've driven right by there. I didn't know there was an office right in there.
There is, and we are so excited to be there. Our three Kansas City locations were part of a brand new centers that have been opened across the country this fall. We were strategically located because we saw a need for quality healthcare here in the Kansas City area that's dedicated to seniors that are 65 and older.
Mm-hmm.
We really believe that every person deserves quality healthcare, and that really treats them as a whole person, not just their physical needs, but also their emotional and social needs as well.
Okay. And when I spoke with another gentleman, Jeff, on the Archwell team, he's actually the person who reached out to me initially and started to make that contact. But he had mentioned that the company has a heart for serving in some, maybe what would be traditionally some underserved areas. So let's talk about that. That really hit a nerve with me in a real good way. I loved it. So tell me about that.
Yes. We all hear about these food deserts where there isn't quality food and healthcare, and that actually happens within doctors' offices and providers as well. So when I mentioned we were strategically located, those three locations within Kansas City were picked for the reason to be able to find seniors that are needing quality health care. So many just their doctors have retired potentially, or they've moved to another practice, and people are having a really difficult time getting in to see their doctor. So we want to be a premier destination where people can come and have quality health care with our providers.
Okay, that is excellent. It sounds like you provide more than what a traditional doctor's office would. Is that correct?
It is. It's absolutely correct. We really have more of a comprehensive care model. We have an entire healthcare team that you're going to meet and be a part of when you visit Archwell Health. Dr. Saavedra, as one of our providers, obviously, we're very lucky to have her and our other providers. But we also have RN clinical managers. We have social workers, nutritionists. We have membership managers. managers that run a social aspect. We don't want seniors sitting in their homes. We want them to be a part of their community. So we have an activity center as well, where people can come and be a part of the social aspects of their life, whether it's a yoga class, maybe it's music bingo, we're going to have a holiday movie watching, whatever it may be, just so they can come and be a part of their community, but also learn about community resources as well, because we are excited to be a part of the areas that we are. And sometimes people just don't know what they don't know. And if we can bring in those that have information about senior care living or trusts and wills, we want to create those community partnerships.
Now, that's really interesting. So my wife works in an excellent family practice, and they see a ton of patients every single day. But let me say, they don't have a social worker. They don't do yoga. It's not a community center where you know, seniors can come in and hang out and, you know, plug into other community resources. So this, that's a big deal.
It is. And that's why I think we say we are a healthcare provider and a center. We're really not just a traditional doctor's office. We want you to feel a part of your care and a part of our family. And that's why we actually refer to anybody who comes to see us as a member. They're not necessarily just a patient. We want them to be a member of our family, where they feel like they're heard and they truly have quality time with their provider.
Okay, that is awesome. And you know what? So that is very, very different. I don't know of any other senior-focused, you know, primary care provider that has this holistic approach.
It is a new concept. It's the idea that hopefully we're not going to be seeing as many people as is possible in a day. It's truly about quality time with the patient and their family members, so all of their needs can be addressed. We know that as you age, obviously more and more things come about, and we want to make sure that that time is given and it's truly quality time.
Okay. All right. That is excellent. And Dr. Saavedra, tell us about your role with Archwell Kansas City.
Well, thanks for having us.
Sure.
We're very excited to be here. I am a physician, first and foremost, in the Overland Park and Linwood centers at this time. And I'm also the medical director for those two centers. We've started seeing patients in those centers a couple of weeks ago, which is amazing because I did go for about 6 weeks without seeing a patient. I felt a little withdrawal.
Yeah.
yeah. But so it's been amazing. And just when you talk about the activity center, I get very excited because it's probably my favorite room in all of the centers. Just to see people getting together, whether it's doing crafts, they make friends. I saw this, you know, the other day, you know, three ladies that didn't know each other left as friends. They exchanged phone numbers. So it was really nice to see, because that's the whole point. Especially with COVID, people have been so isolated, especially seniors. People have wanted to stay away to not get them sick. And so it's been very isolating. So we're being very careful, you know, trying to sit 6 feet apart, making sure we've got our hand sanitizer and our masks. And, you know, so it's been great.
You know, in general, and COVID just exacerbated this by, you know, 1,000. But in general, social isolation for seniors, it's a huge, huge problem. And then you know, take that times 1,000 over COVID. So and a lot of times the senior themselves, or maybe their family, their support group, they undervalue how important socialization is. So you're addressing a key component to great senior health, that social component.
Yes, it is incredibly important, and that's why I really love that aspect of our centers. And that's what really drew me to Archwell, besides the fact that I just love working with seniors, older adults. It's what I've wanted to do ever since medical school, actually.
Yeah.
And I feel like they've hired a great team of people to take care of the members. And I think the biggest thing that I'm really excited about is access. When someone is not feeling well, we are going to be able to get them in. And sometimes with different doctor's offices, even though I think all doctors want to see their patients when the patient is sick, sometimes they just can't get them in because they're so busy. But we've designed our care team in a way to where we can make sure that we see our patients when they really need to be seen. And of course, see them for their follow-up visits to manage whatever chronic illnesses they may be dealing with.
Okay. And do you offer same day appointments?
We do.
Okay.
Definitely.
And so I know sometimes that's hard to get a hold of.
Yes, it is. It's very challenging.
Yeah. Yeah. So that is excellent. And so you mentioned med school. Where did you go to school?
Well, I went to St. Louis University School of Medicine.
Okay.
And I did my residency at St. John's Mercy in St. Louis. Mm-hmm. And I moved back to Kansas City because this is my hometown. I grew up in Raymore, Missouri, so
yeah, okay.
It was nice to get back here. One big reason is that my mom is older, and she's actually 94 years old right now. So
okay. All right.
I really wanted to make sure I got back here so that I could spend more time with her. And that also gives me an appreciation for the challenges that families face when they are trying to support their loved one.
No doubt, because when you're coaching or offering advice, you're doing that from the perspective of a physician, but also as a family member to someone who is, you know, in their 90s, and you're providing care and some level of support. So that is excellent. If you'd like to reach out to the great team at Archwell Health, dial 913-224-2113. That's 913-224-2113, or online at archwellhealth.com. And now the Senior Care Live question of the week. How many Archwell Health locations are there in the Kansas City area? A, 1, B, 2, C, 3, or D, 5? The answer coming up next. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, call now, toll free, 1-800-331-6445. Operators are standing by, 1-800-331-6445. I'll be right back. Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, go to SeniorCareLive.com. And you can stream this program to any electronic device at SeniorCareLive.com and through the app Audacy.com. And that's AUDACY.com. All right, back to the Senior Care Live question of the week. How many Archwell Health locations are there in the Kansas City market? And here are your options. A, 1, B, 2, C, 3, or D, 5? And the answer is... C, 3. 3 locations in the Kansas City market. That would be Independence, Kansas City, Missouri. Independence, Missouri, obviously. And then Overland Park, Kansas. All right, back today in studio with special guest Dr. Heather Saavedra, Medical Director of the Kansas City Market with Archwell Health, and Lori Dunan, Community Relations for Archwell Health in the Kansas City Market. And again, if you'd like to reach out and learn more about Archwell Health, a senior-focused healthcare provider, right? Yeah. Lori, you say it better than I do.
I think you got it right, Steve. Senior-focused healthcare provider. Okay. In the Kansas City area, yeah.
I did good.
You did great. That was amazing.
All right. So if you'd like to reach out to Archwell Health, 913-224-2113, or online at archwellhealth.com. All right. So Dr. Saavedra, you're a physician. You love seniors. You're caring for a senior. You're focused on seniors. You could practice virtually anywhere. Why Archwell Health?
Well, that is a great question. I love the model that Archwell Health has created. A number of patients on my panel will be much smaller than a typical physician working in an outpatient setting. A lot of times it could be anywhere from 1,500 to 2,500 people on a panel for a physician. And in this case, I have 450 to 500. So it makes it to where I can spend more time. And a lot of times people really need that, especially when they come in with their families. And I've heard on more than one occasion that especially the family is just so appreciative that we've been able to talk about everything on their list, not just the top two items, mm-hmm. which a lot of times in a traditional center, the physicians are more rushed. They're expected to see a lot more patients. So I appreciate that I am able to spend that time with people.
So you're seeing about 20% the number of patients of a typical provider.
Correct.
Which means that you can spend more time. How much time do you spend typically with a new patient or with an existing, and you call them members, so yeah.
Yes. Well, it really depends on the member. If they really don't have a lot of health issues going on, we may do some screenings.
Sure.
Talk about, you know, anything that they have a concern about. And it might end up being a 40-minute appointment. Other people, you know, they might have a lot more going on, and it could end up being an hour. Mm-hmm. So really, a lot of times, if someone has a lot more complex problems going on, I like to see them more often, and then we can still spend whatever time we need to together.
So how many patients typically will you see in a day?
If we have a lot of new patients, which obviously we will be over the next few months, it might only end up being about 10 patients a day.
Okay.
As we get to where we're seeing more follow-ups, it could be anywhere from, you know, 12 to 16. But that's including those same day sick visits. It's still, you know, not the same volume that would be expected in a traditional practice.
Well, and I think a traditional practice, and I speak with this with from some authority here, is around, it's very typical to see high 20s to low 30s. So you're seeing about half the patients per day on a busy day, and maybe even less than that, which means you're spending a lot more time with each patient. And I'll tell you this, you know, and my mom, you know, could be one of them, right? She's 79. Well, yeah, that's right. She just turned 79. I thought, I don't need to age my mom.
Yeah. No.
But yeah, she just turned 79. So, but, you know, she appreciates the opportunity to kind of talk about, you know, more than, you know, one thing or
right.
one concern. And I'm sure all of your patients would as well.
Yes, I agree.
So, all right. So is there something special that happened in your life that maybe kind of drew you to caring for seniors, other than obviously you're involved in supporting and caring and looking after your elderly mother?
When I was in medical school at St. Louis University, I happened to work with a couple of geriatricians, Dr. Morley and Dr. Flaherty, and I was part of the geriatric interest group, and we visited seniors in the northern St. Louis area, and it was just an amazing experience. I loved their wisdom. I just loved their life story. They had often been through so many struggles, but yet continued to be so positive. So that is probably why I'm lean towards seeing seniors in general.
Kind of fell in love with seniors. I did the same thing in my career path. I'm not a physician, but after working with seniors and serving seniors, it was like visiting my grandparents several times per day, and you know, a long time ago, and that kind of started me on the path, and I just I fell in love with serving seniors also. So that's great. So, Lori, you know, I know you spend a lot of time in the community, and you talk with people about Archwell and the Archwell Health Centers. What kind of feedback are you getting? I know it's still new, but what are you hearing so far?
We've actually had a wonderful reception. The Kansas City community has just overwhelmingly told us that this is a need that needed to be filled, and they're just so excited we're here. Not only is our center comprehensive in all areas, the social, you know, emotional, physical, but really we offer the opportunity for people to truly have access to care. Transportation, if that's a hurdle for somebody, we can actually handle that and make sure that they get an appointment or get a ride, excuse me, to their appointment or potentially to a specialist if the provider feels that, because their whole care is truly important. And if that's a hurdle, we don't want that to be something that is keeping them from seeing their doctor.
Okay. So let's stop right there. How do you do that? And I've never heard of this before.
Yeah, we actually have contracted with a medical rideshare that will actually come and pick up the member at their home or wherever they may be living, and then actually bring them to their appointment. And then when their appointment is over, we will actually get them back. But again, it's a whole continuum of care. So if there's something they're needing to do that, you know, Dr. Savager or one of our other providers feels is important to their care, we're going to make sure they get to those appointments as well. Unfortunately, we were seeing that people would call in and say, you know, unfortunately, my neighbor can't take me today, or my daughter can't take off work today. I just can't make my appointment. And we don't want that to be a barrier to care. So that's really important to us. I think also the fact that we have that care team all there is actually wonderful as well, because not only are the providers there, but we can draw labs on site with the nutritionists and social worker. They don't have to stop at multiple places. It's all one center.
Right. So you also have nutritionists, social workers, obviously physicians. You can do the labs. You can do x-rays?
We do not at this time.
Okay.
We do have some ability to do some cardiac imaging. So we can do some of those cardiac imaging in our Independence location.
Yeah. Okay.
And then hopefully throughout the entire Kansas City market as we grow.
All right. So here's the question for our listeners. At your doctor's office, do they come and pick you up and take you to your appointment? If that sounds interesting to you, reach out to Archwell Health, 913-224-2113, or online at archwellhealth.com. We'll have more coming up next.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, call now, toll free, 1-800-331-6445. Operators are standing by, 1-800-331-6445. I'll be right back.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, visit SeniorCareLive.com. And don't forget to check out all of our latest podcasts and all of the recent episodes going back quite a ways at SeniorCareLive.com and wherever you get your podcast. How about that? All right. Back to our special guest today, Dr. Heather Saavedra, Medical Director, the Kansas City Market with Archwell Health, and Lori Dunin, Community Relations for Archwell Health, Kansas City. And if this is catching your attention, I mean, look, we just set out a couple of differentiators here, and they're huge. It's the whole social aspect. It's the transportation. It's kind of a one-stop shop, if you will, but focused on seniors, which is the part that I love the most. Reach out to Archwell Health at 913-224-2113, and that's regardless of the location. We have three locations here, Independence, Kansas City, and Overland Park, but just call this phone number, and they'll take care of you, 913-224-2113. You could also visit online. It's great website, archwellhealth.com. All right, so let's talk about payment. So when I first heard about the membership, at first I wondered if there was some sort of like a membership fee, but you described members as just a way to make it feel a little less clinical. I mean, they're still your patients, but they're members of the Archwell community and of their local community as a whole. Is that correct?
Exactly. That's really the goal.
There's no membership fee or anything like that.
No fee to join. It really is just making an appointment to come and see a member of our care team.
And then all of these other aspects, you know, the socialization, the transportation, the yoga classes, all that, all the other stuff is just a kind of a value added part of being a part of that member of that community.
It is. It's free to any member to come and join our classes. And even if you're not sure that the doctor's office is ready for you, you are always welcome as a member of the community to come in and join our classes and see if, you know, visit our center. We would love to see you.
So you don't have to be a patient of the center of Archwell Health to check out some of the other aspects of Archwell Health.
No, you can actually come and join in on our movie day or music bingo and just have a part of the community. So please feel welcome to join anytime.
Music bingo. And I've sat in on a couple of that. That's pretty fun.
It is super fun. It's fun, Steve. We would love to have you come. And you're even welcome to come sing if you'd like. I don't know. Is your voice there? Would you like to sing for us?
I can do a little singing. So it's
perfect.
I can also play you a drum solo.
Oh, even better.
And so could our producer extraordinaire, Sean Floyd. So he's also a drummer. So we could have like dueling drums or something like that.
Oh, I like this. So. Yeah, just like dueling pianos, we have dueling drums at Archwell Health.
Yeah. Get your foot to tapping for sure. So, all right. Well, so let's talk about payment then. So I assume you work with Medicare, or is it all types of Medicare or the limitations? Let's talk about that.
Yeah, we do actually work with Medicare, but we are a Medicare Advantage practice. And for us, that means value-based care. That's what allows us to have this quality time with our members to offer these services like our activity center. So originally, people will get Medicare A and B as soon as they turn 65, as many seniors know. But Medicare Advantage plans actually give them additional advantages, is kind of why it's called an Advantage plan. It's a C plan where they have the opportunity to have additional services available to them, which may be hearing aids, dental, vision, things of that nature. Uh-huh. But it allows them to be seen at Archwell Health. And we currently are contracted with United Healthcare and Aetna's Medicare Advantage plans.
Okay. All right. So if you're not with those Advantage plans, you might want to consider, you know, maybe making a move, making a switch to be able to connect with Archwell Health and get all of these amazing benefits that would come along with Archwell Health Centers.
Absolutely. And we have specialists, they're brokers and agents within the Kansas City community that would be happy to speak with you and evaluate what you currently have and see if a move on a different plan may be beneficial to you if you would like to be a member at Archwell Health.
Okay. All right. Excellent. And then, Dr. Saavedra, what do you consider to be the most helpful attribute related to the care and the support and the services provided by Archwell Health Centers in our communities?
I believe the most helpful attribute at this time is the transportation. There's so many times that I would like to see a patient back and they have difficulty trying to get a ride from, let's say, their adult children who work, or as Lori had mentioned, maybe a neighbor usually takes them but is not available. So the fact that we can offer them transportation to get them in when they need to be seen is huge. It just opens up that accessibility that a lot of seniors have struggled with, you know, being able to try to get medical care.
Well, and that's the whole ballgame. I mean, you can provide the best care, but if the patient can't get to you, then it doesn't really matter. So, like Lori had mentioned, the food desert in certain locations, or maybe just in an area that's underserved in the food area. Well, we're talking about underserved in the medical area. A lot of times, you don't have transportation. If you're 90 years old, maybe you gave up your license and you're not comfortable driving anymore, and you're kind of stuck. You're kind of dependent on other people. And if your kids are working or the neighbor's not available, you're not getting that social piece. You're not getting your medical coverage. And that's something that you're addressing just perfectly here. And again, I'm still blown away by the whole, oh, we'll take care of your transportation. Really? Well, I've just never heard of that. So, I mean, I just think that's a big, big, big deal. So,
yeah, I'm excited that we offer that, especially if someone isn't feeling well and they need to get in. We really want to try to be the place that they come when they're not feeling well, so they don't have to go to the emergency room and possibly sit for hours, you know, and end up, you know, maybe not getting the care that they need. So it works out well for the members, and of course I love to see people back, so it works out well for me, so I can see my patients more often.
Okay, and Lori, what do you consider the most helpful attribute related to the care and support and services offered at Archwell Health in our communities here?
I think it's actually just that comprehensive level of care, just making sure we're treating that whole person. They're not just a number. They're not just a person on Dr. Saavedra's schedule who just isn't feeling well. They really are a whole person who have emotional needs, who have social needs. And the fact that we can address all of those, I think, is really a differentiator for us.
There is no doubt about that. So for our listeners, you definitely want to write this down. Here's how you get in touch with Archwell Health in the Kansas City market. And they have offices in its Independence. Where's that located again?
It's about 23rd Street in Sterling, a couple blocks east of Sterling. It's a former Aldi's building on 23rd Street.
All right, perfect. And then in Kansas City, Missouri, where's that at?
It's at the corner of Linwood and Prospect.
Okay. And then in Overland Park?
It's at the corner of 87th Street and Farley.
Okay. And so for any of the locations, dial 913-224-2113. That's 913-224-2113. Or go online at archwellhealth.com. And just a quick kind of a wrap-up here. The physicians here will spend more time with each patient, and it could be two or three times more time than you might expect at your current physician's office. There are social programs, exercise, movie night, yoga, all kinds of social interactions. It's truly a community center as well. So we can have that social engagement. They can arrange transportation to get you to and from, which still kind of blows my mind. And the whole approach is proactive versus reactive. So the whole goal here is to keep you healthy and to maybe head off some of these issues before they become a major issue. And that's worth its weight in gold right there. 913-224-2113 or online at Archwell Health. That's A-R-C-H-W-E-L-L health.com. And Dr. Saavedra and Lori, thanks so much for coming in today and spending time in the studio and educating our listeners and introducing them to Archwell Health. I really appreciate you both for coming in today.
Well, thank you, Steve. I hope we see you in the center for a tour.
I need to get over there. Overland Park's probably the closest one to me, so we're going to make that happen. Unfortunately, I was with clients and tied up on all of the grand openings, but I need to get there. I would love to come by for a tour.
We would love to have you. Please feel free anytime, 8 to 5, Monday through Friday.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And rolling in 3, 2, 1.
All right. Again, we'd just like to say thanks again to Dr. Saavedra and Lori Doonan, both with Archwell Health in Kansas City. And I'll tell you what, I learned a lot today, a lot. I have never heard of doctor's office offering transportation. It's just, it's unheard of, right? So that's part of many of their centers being located in areas that are underserved medically, right? They want to be medically accessible. Well, part of access is just being able to get there and to get the care that you need. And so providing that transportation piece to and from, if that's needed, and I'll guarantee you a lot of people need that, that makes it accessible. And then, you know, mission accomplished. Also, they spend way more time with their patients, which they call members, which I think that's a nice twist. You're a member of our family and our community. I think that's really cool. So it's very typical for a family practice physician to see about 28 to 32, maybe 34 patients a day. They see 8 to 12 patients a day, maybe up to 16. Okay, so that means they are going to spend way more time with their patients than you would in a traditional practice. And so that's one of the differentiators. They have all the different social programs. The whole thing is a proactive model versus reactive. Again, to reach out to Archwell Health in Kansas City, 913-224-2113 or online at archwellhealth.com. And I'll have more coming up next.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, call now, toll free, 1-800-331-6445. Operators are standing by, 1-800-331-6445. I'll be right back.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, visit seniorcarelive.com. All right. So it still kind of blows my mind, but after 19 years of being in business with my firm, Senior Care Consulting, there are still a lot of people who have never heard about the services offered by Senior Care Consulting. Now that makes me sad. So I've met several people this week, and just to be fair and be honest, if you don't need the services offered by my firm, then we're not even on your radar, and we shouldn't be. Okay. But if you're caring for a senior yourself, we should definitely be on the radar. You should be tuned in and at least aware of the services. If you are the senior and you are, you know, living, you know, independently in your home, but you're thinking about the future, you might be thinking about downsizing from your house and transitioning to a continuing care retirement community somewhere where you can age in place. Maybe you are an elderly spouse caring for an elderly spouse and you can't do it very much longer. You're going to need to have to find a care community for your spouse, even though you would really rather not do that. You're going to need to consider that here in the near future. We should be right in the center of your radar, for sure. So let me reintroduce you to Senior Care Consulting and myself. So I started Senior Care Consulting in 2002 after helping my own grandparents transition from their home to a senior care community. And let me say this. That was tough. I mean, that was very, very difficult. And, you know, my grandpa had dementia. My grandma was the caregiver. She watched out over him. She did a great job, had to take the car keys away, had to deal with the repetitive, you know, the same questions over and over, all the things that a caregiver has to, you know, deal with providing care for someone with dementia. And she did a great job watching over my grandpa, and she really was a fantastic caregiver. But then one night she had a fall and she hit her head and her neck on the wall on the way down and fractured her neck. And now all of a sudden she's the caregiver, but all of a sudden now she needs help. And we lost the caregiver for my grandpa. Now, both of them needed help. They lived out of town, or we lived out of town compared to where they lived. And so we had to make some decisions along with input from my grandma. And the good news is she survived the fall. She was not paralyzed, but it was a major, major accident. And she had on the neck brace, that collar. And boy, she hated that thing. And it was uncomfortable to say the least, and she was dealing with some pain, and it was quite an ordeal. But it, you know, they were living independently, 88 and 89 years old, in their own home that they had lived in for decades, and then click, in a blink of an eye, everything changed forever. And so I was kind of in charge of kind of managing their care, managing everything there, along with my mom. And I have been an administrator of nursing homes, assisted living communities, memory care communities, et cetera, et cetera. So I was the obvious person to help with that search and selection. So the way that I looked at this is, you know, I'm not falling for the closest one. I'm not falling for the prettiest one. Pretty doesn't provide care. People do. Okay. And I'm definitely not going to be pressured by a high-pressured salesperson to choose a place. We're not doing that. Okay? So I put on my administrator's glasses. I knew exactly what they needed. And I went out and I interviewed three or four communities that I felt would be a good fit. And then I asked some very tough questions. I asked them questions that no one would ever ask when going in for a tour. And you know why? Because I had my administrator's glasses on. So I ask questions that most people would never know to ask or may feel uncomfortable asking. I ask a lot of questions, and it's a lot, but it's not too much. Some of my questions are pointed, but they're fair. I just think it's information that everyone should know about and learn about and understand before choosing a place and before trusting total strangers to provide full care and the most intimate of care for your mother, your father, your grandparents, your spouse, your loved one. This is a big deal. This is one of the biggest decisions any of us could ever make in our entire life. And I take that very, very seriously. Just like I did with my own grandparents. So I found the place. I felt like it was the best fit. It worked out great. And so that was the beginning of the thought of helping other families in the same way that I helped my own grandparents. And so I started senior care consulting in 2002 with that same model. I'm going to help my clients find the best place and the right fit. And here's how we do that. It's very, very straightforward. We have a, first of all, we offer a free consultation over the phone to talk with you to see if this is a good fit for you and see if you're a good fit for us. And if it is, then we'll move forward. The first step is to develop what I call a care profile. And that's essentially, we conduct a geriatric care assessment. And that is a discussion. We ask a ton of questions. We have a 6-page worksheet that we follow when we do that. And this creates a detailed description of exactly what we need on your behalf. Okay, exactly what we're looking for. And it identifies and determines the right level of care, the right type of care, the payment method, the location parameters, and any personal preferences and needs that might be just very, very detailed or specific to you. Okay, so once we have that, then we research the entire marketplace, the whole thing, and we determine our top providers that can meet our needs, again, driven by that care profile. And then guess what? The next step is you get me for the day, and together we'll go out and tour these top three communities. And while we're there, we're going to get a good look. We're going to see everything that we need to see. And then we conduct a 97-point inspection and performance audit. So what we do is, again, we ask a lot of questions that most people would never, literally never even know to ask. Okay. And again, I have my administrator's glasses on. So I ask a ton of questions, gather a lot of information, and we're out. And so we're in each place for about an hour or so. We go to the first place, we go to the second place, we go to the third place, and you're done with that entire process in just a few hours. We're usually done by 12:30, 1 o'clock, and you're done. So just in a few hours, you have gone through that search and selection process because Senior Care Consulting does the majority of the work for you and on behalf of you and your family and your loved one. So we save you dozens and dozens of hours. And then most importantly, then we produce a report. We call it a summary report. We get that back to you. It includes every question asked, every piece of information discovered. We calculate exact staffing ratios. We report to you what the state found in its most recent surprise health inspections. This is a big deal. It's a wealth of information now in your hands so that you and your family can choose the right place and have some comfort in the choices that you make and choose the right place and the best fit from the top places meeting your exact needs. If you are interested in learning more, you want to reach out for a free consultation, call today at 913-945-2800 or visit online at seniorcareconsulting.com. It would be my honor to help you and your family through this very, very difficult process. All right, I'm your host, Steve Kuecker, and I wish you grace and peace. May God bless you and your family on this day and always. Join me next week right here on Senior Care Live.